Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You've heard the news and maybe us talk a little bit this morning about the Lightfoot campaign, which is going to now stop emailing teachers asking for the students at Chicago Public Schools to volunteer for her campaign. It's not just civics and learning about government and having a positive impact on your community. One of the emails says, "We're simply looking for enthusiastic, curious, hardworking young people eager to help Mayor Lightfoot win this spring. Mayor tells teachers to tell the students to help her get reelected." What did the other candidates say? Brandon Johnson said, "Mayor Lightfoot has failed our students. Now she's exploiting them for political gain." Chewy Garcia says, "Looks like desperate times call for desperate measures." Sophia King says she's flabbergasted. Representative Cam Buckner says, what? Representative Buckner, how are you today?
I'm doing well, John. How are you today?
Good. What's your reaction to that?
I had to read the story 3 or 4 times and also had to make sure it wasn't from The Onion or some satirical, parody site. I was extremely just surprised that the mayor would do this, right? As I said in my statement yesterday, we've got a long history of political patronage and machine corruption in this town, and it seemed like we were moving past that. But this is an outright and blatant step that an act that I think is egregious. I'm really unsure on why the mayor thought this was a good idea. And then when she was confronted with it, she doubled down yesterday. And then as the day went on and she put out more and more statements on it, the statements became a little bit more contrite. But I'm just confused on why anyone thought this was legal and or ethical.
They did become more contrite, and then they finally said at the end of the day they will stop doing it, that they shouldn't cross that line. And I'll read from Gregory Pat's story in the Tribune today. The city's current ethics ordinance stipulates that, quote, "No official employee or candidate for city office shall intentionally use any city property or resources of the city in connection with any prohibited political activity, which includes soliciting for votes on behalf of a candidate." So it seems pretty clear that you should not ask CPS to do your bidding. And at least as of now, they're not going to do it anymore.
It is very clear. And listen, I've got folks who are in my family and within my network who are city employees, both in CPS and in other places, who my campaign have had real conversations with about making sure that we adhere to the ethical standards that have been put forth by their job, right? And so to see the mayor of the city kind of shun those things is problematic to me. John, my favorite story when I was a kid was Animal Farm, when I was a high school kid, and this really reminds me of what Orwell was teaching us in that book, showing that people getting power often pervert the democratic promise of revolution, of justice, of progress, and it becomes worse than it was when it got in power. And that really is Lori Lightfoot and this administration in a nutshell.
Is crime the number one issue in this campaign? Is reducing the murder rate or the crime rate in Chicago the number one issue, Cam?
It's number one, number two, and number three, right? So reducing the murder rate for sure, having a plan for the safety for the people of Chicago, increasing Chicago's clearance rate to make sure that when these violent crimes do happen, that people are being brought to justice, and investing in communities to make sure that we can prevent violence in the first place.
How important is getting full capacity of the Chicago Police Department to that?
I think it's extremely important. If you look at my public safety plan, which is called Safer 77, and it's been out there in the public domain for about 7 months, we talk about filling the employment gaps within CPD. We also talk about making sure that we are putting officers in a position to be able to be effective, right? We need more detectives. So there are way too many murders that have been unsolved in this city. you've got a 75% chance of killing someone here and walking free.
Yeah.
Not because the system let you back out, but because you never have any contact with law enforcement in the first place. And so we've got to fix that immediately.
Yeah, that clearance rate issue is glaring, and I don't think it gets the attention it should. I mean, yeah. We're not arresting enough bad guys, but what happens when we do, and how many of them do we even catch to begin with? What's your take on this assault weapons ban?
Listen, I worked very hard over the last few months, and specifically over the last couple of weeks in Springfield, to do all that we could to get this across the finish line. Now, listen, John, I want to be very clear about this. This ban is a tool in the toolbox. It is not the panacea. It is not the thing that's going to stop violent crime in this city. But we know when we have weapons of mass destruction, weapons that are built and intended to cause the highest amount of mass casualties, that we've got to have real conversations about that, right? And so I'm happy about the work that we did in Springfield to do this, but this is not enough. Whether it's Highland Park or Washington Park or East Garfield Park, we've seen this often, but, you know, often in my community, I'm talking to you now from my home in Brownsville. We see this very often, and it's done with handguns, right? And so we tried to put some parameters in there about high-capacity magazines. But this is just a step. This is just a piece of it. This does not get us where we need to go. We still have work to do.
Some people say that it's just posturing because you guys know full well what the Supreme Court configured the way it is. This will not pass constitutional muster. Do you think this is a constitutional law?
Listen, there were people in the 1860s who said that the 11 states who succeeded and began the Confederacy had the right to do that, and that the president was working against the Constitution when he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, right? This is America. We'll always talk about constitutionality. And as an attorney, I love that process. I welcome that process. But just saying, just because we think that the Supreme Court may push back on us that we shouldn't do anything, to me, that's asinine. People elected us to go to Springfield to do work to try to solve the issues of the day in this state. And not doing anything because you don't know how to do everything is not the right way to do it.
Do you regret that the threshold for having a gun is 18 rather than 21?
You know, I heard a lot of arguments on both sides of that, both from Democrats and Republicans, honestly, about what we should do with that age number. I never really was committed or dialed into what differences that may make in the bill. I think the final bill passed in a way that made sense to me. But what we should have real questions about is how we make sure that our young people that are 18 and younger, and then those who are entering early adulthood have an opportunity to not just have mental health screenings and mental health care, but have opportunities to be full-fledged members of society and not going down a road where they're going to cause mass casualties in our communities.
Well, Representative Cam Buckner is on the phone line, obviously also a mayoral candidate, but one of the people that got us that bill, that law now in Illinois. And just, if you will, quickly, it seems to me like it's not just about the criminality of it. It's not just about the police. It's about raising another generation of kids who don't fall into this kind of crime, stealing cars, stealing car parts, killing people, shooting people. That has to happen too, right?
It has to. And when we look at and talk about public safety, John, we can't just talk about laws against guns and laws that, you know, do that type of work, and also not just about law enforcement. Public safety has to be the apparatus that we put in place for our young people and for our communities, right? Public safety to me is more funding and more resources for our schools. Public safety to me is making sure that we have more affordable housing stock. It's mental health access, as I said in the past, right? We've got to be able to, once again, not just solve crimes, right, but to prevent them happening in the first place. There's enough data, there's enough analysis on how we can move forward in that. We've just refused to put the political will behind it. We've got to do it.
Candidate for mayor, State Representative Cam Buckner. Cam, nice to talk to you today. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you, John.